Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
for the players and for our players.
As a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Welcome to
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the latest PS5. I am your host, Sonny Sanguera. I do not have Alex with me today. Listeners, I just do not understand. The last few weeks have been absolutely hectic. It's that time of year. We're getting close to Christmas. So much things going on with our jobs. On top of that, so many activities with our kids in their schools. So it's just been nonstop. I can promise you, though, next week, we've checked the schedules, the next two Thursdays, so the next 2 weeks of episodes, we're both off. We will be recording together, but that means this week you've just got me. So I've got a lot planned for this episode, but I'm going to try and get through it as fast as possible so you get all the latest news that you need in the world of PlayStation. So I have a number of hardware-related stories to get through during this episode. It looks like we have some updates from Jackson, as The Last of Us Remastered and HBO show are making noise. There's a lot more news. I also have charts and other sales numbers for you. And obviously, because Alex isn't on the show, no quiz again this week. But what have I been playing? Well, it's that Portal life, baby. You know, so it's funny though, because my son is playing Spider-Man 2 and I'm kind of just watching him play as well, which is really cool. But on top of that, eFootball Online, I've been playing quite a bit of old fighting games and PlayStation classics, you know. Ridge Racer Type 4, the nostalgia, I had that back on the day in PlayStation 1, so I've been playing that via PlayStation Plus Premium. Tekken 2, I've just been playing loads of old premium games, you know. Yeah, I think I'm slowly getting into the need to play a big game, you know, and I don't know what to play. I'm thinking a number of titles, actually. I've got an app, right? It's called iCollect, and I have on there every single video game I've ever completed, and I also have a wish list on there of games that I remember that I currently want to play. So my options for my next big game are Cyberpunk 2077, The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes, Deliver Us Mars, Do Not Open, Final Fantasy 16, Fort Solace, Lies of P, Moss on VR, A Plague Tale Requiem, Resident Evil 4 Remake, but I'm waiting for the PSVR 2 patch for that, Star Wars Squadrons, Synapse, or WWE 2K23 General Manager Mode via Portal. We'll find out next week if I have. I think it's more I'm just kind of waiting for my son to finish Spider-Man 2. That's why subconsciously I feel like I'm playing it again. And I'm just waiting for him to finish it. And I'm making sure he's enjoying it by understanding what he's doing and all the moves and things. So that's when I'll move on to a full game. So, yeah. But if you are a Patreon, obviously every week let us know what you're playing as well. There is a thread up every single week and we'll shout it out on the show on what you've been playing. And if you're not a Patreon, what the fuck are you doing, man? Join Patreon, click the link in the description. You get access to the latest PS5 every week, early and advertisement free. You get extra shows, something the Patreons haven't had in the last 2 weeks, simply for the fact that me and Alex haven't been on the show together. But next week, oh my God, there's going to be such a big drop of content. And Patreons next week, you will also get the information, the unveiling of the rebrand of this show, which will take place, well, I'll tell you next week on that show. So, with all that out of the way, and right before the news, a lot of people's favorite part of the show is what happened this week in gaming history. So, I'm going to take you back to the future, ladies and gentlemen. Hit my favorite tune. I get tingles every time I hear that. I always think, you know, when I hear that PlayStation 1 startup, I always think to myself, the launch games, but then obviously Metal Gear Solid. Oh, what a game, ladies and gentlemen. ISS Pro Evolution 2. Oh, God. Oh, man. Anyway, 23 years ago in the year 2000, this memory isn't big when you look at the history of PlayStation, but I've mentioned it previously, and we want a new version of this game on PlayStation 5. So we put it in, ladies and gentlemen, 23 years ago in the year 2000, Blade launched on the OG PlayStation. Yes, we want a new game. 22 years ago in 2001, in a time when every successful video game genre was crowned with a Simpsons game, the PS2 was treated to the release of The Simpsons Road Rage. 16 years ago in 2007, Japan was not ready. I know we get listeners. I see the insights, and I can see the geography of where people are listening to this episode, and we get quite a few in Japan. You boys and ladies were not ready, because 16 years ago, Tekken 6 launched in arcades. Don't tell Alex though, man. I actually thought Tekken 6 was a bit shit. 10 years, I still whooped his ass though. 10 years ago, in 2013, the Final Fantasy 13 saga was blessed with the launch of Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13, on the PlayStation 3. Great memories and all that, but you know what? I just realized I didn't put the memory of when we did our first episode. I'm going to have to go all the way back, to find out what date that first episode was. Or if a Patreon or anybody can, email us, thelatestps5@gmail.com. Or tweet us at latestps5 or send me a DM. When was the first episode of this show? If you're on Patreon, just send me a message or leave a comment on the episode so I know. You will be legendary and I will think you're a G. All right, let's get to some news.
This is live from PS5. Let's go now to our first story.
Okay, so story one is going to be a mix of a few hardware-related stories across PlayStation 5 and our new baby, the PlayStation Portal. So firstly, after large launch weeks in both the US and Japan, pre-orders for the PS5 Slim have gone live in the UK as Sony unveils plans to release the console in the region on November 29th, 2023. You can now pre-order the console at PlayStation Direct, as well as various other retailers as detailed. So the PS5 Slim Standard Edition, you can pre-order that in Amazon, Argos, Curry's, Game, via PlayStation Direct, fuck's sake, or Smith's Toys, fuck's sake. And the PS5 Slim Digital, Amazon, Argos, Curry's, Game, PlayStation Direct, or Smith's, same list, basically. The original launch version of the PS5 will be phased out once stock is depleted, with the PS5 Slim being the standard version of the console to buy. Unlike the original digital-only edition, however, Sony is giving owners of the PS5 Slim digital console the option of adding a Blu-ray disc drive, which will be sold separately. So Japan have it, massive numbers. We spoke about it last week. America have it, massive numbers as expected. It's now hitting the UK. We expect massive numbers as well. But ladies and gentlemen, where are my manners if you are from North America, or you live anywhere in the world and you celebrate Thanksgiving? Happy Thanksgiving for this past week. You know, hopefully you got a PlayStation 5. If you didn't, you got it in the Black Friday sales. There's some mad bundles going on at the moment. I'm telling you, if you don't have one or you need a second one in the house, it's so cheap. Think about it this way: £350 or $400 with games. Subsidize the payment, pay for it. Get the code out the box, sell it, make $40 back, $50 back, £50, £40 back. You know, you can sell on eBay or Facebook Marketplace, you know, and you've got a second PlayStation 5 to put somewhere in the house. Or if you haven't got one, what? Why don't you have one? Anyway, yep, if you're in the UK next week, we finally get the Slim. But now let's talk Portal. Matt Piscatella, analyst with Circana, has revealed in a now deleted tweet that the company will be tracking PlayStation Portal as a console, allegedly, why can I never get that word right? Allegedly, due to a request by Sony Interactive Entertainment. This is probably a bit of a surprise, considering the PlayStation Portal is not a console. It's technically an accessory that uses Remote Play to stream PS5 content to the handheld device. It simply cannot function without being connected to a PlayStation 5. PS Portal launched earlier this month, and to be fair, is performing a lot better than most probably imagined, with pre-orders selling out in Japan and a restock at PlayStation Direct being snapped up in under 10 minutes. Furthermore, the device actually outsold the Xbox Series X and S in Spain during the other week. Mad, you know, we saw the PlayStation Portal. So basically, I wanted to test it out. So I kept an eye on it. I got an alert from Currys here in the UK, which is a big retail electronical store, telling me that at exactly midday, PlayStation Portal will be available on the website. So I told my friend, who was dumb enough to not get one on launch because didn't pre-order it. I said, right, I'm ready. I said, I'll jump on as well, just to make sure. Got through to PlayStation Portal's page at like 12:02, sold out again. Crazy. People want it, man, and it is a cool piece of tech. If you don't have it, if you only have one screen in the house and it's always yours, you don't need it. Otherwise, get it, man. It's so cool. But anyway, you know, if you listen to the show regularly, that we love talking about patents on the show. So this is an interesting one. It looks like Sony had been brainstorming ideas for PlayStation Portal as far back as 2017. A patent filed by the PlayStation hardware manufacturer from 6 years ago reveals an image of what can only be described as a prototype for the PlayStation Portal, complete with screen and familiar DualShock 4 controller buttons and analog stick. Now, what that basically means is that imagine a PlayStation Portal, but PlayStation 4, not PlayStation 5, because obviously PlayStation 5 didn't exist 6 years ago, which would have actually put it at the same time as the year the Switch launched as well. So can you imagine if we got a PlayStation 4 version of PlayStation Portal? Actually, would have been kind of cool.
Look, sound, and feel. Enough from me. We're going to have the games do our talking.
Okay, number two. And if you hear a huge bang in the background or you hear me scream, that's me just blowing up the oven. I am making, you know, okay, so listeners, I don't know if you noticed about me, but I am a sick cook. I am so good at cooking. So I made a shepherd's pie. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Shepherd's pie, a beef one from scratch. Right? So if the oven explodes, I'm just going to say I bought it from a supermarket and it was faulty. If it comes out great, take a picture, send it to the missus. Like, look at this. Anyway, let's get back to what we're talking about. Number two, Naughty Dog and Sony have shared more details on The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered on the game's product page, including naming the lost levels that will be included in the PS5 version of the critically acclaimed sequel. These lost levels are presented as rough versions of stages that were ultimately cut from the full version of the game. Interestingly, one of them is a boar hunt, which Naughty Dog had discussed back in May 2022 as one of the areas that didn't make the final cut. Lost Levels lets you explore early development versions of three new levels not seen in the original The Last of Us Part 2, Sewers, Jackson Party, and Boar Hunt. Enjoy hours of new developer commentary about The Last of Us Part 2's development as you experience the game. So Naughty Dog went on to say, in addition to incorporating the above cut levels, The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered will also introduce a brand new mode called No Return, where players must survive for as long as they can in randomized encounters with iconic enemies and locations from the game. The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered is due out for PS5 on January 19th, 2024. Puts it around about 54, 55 days away. Not that far. So in a little bit of more Last of Us related news for you now, but news that pertains to the HBO iteration of the franchise. The Last of Us Season 2 is no longer held back by the actor's strike. However, there is still one major hurdle for the show to contend with before work can get underway on its highly anticipated sequel. In a recent report from Deadline, it was revealed that leading man Pascal's primary focus right now is on the Gladiator sequel, which is in first position for him and means that every other project the star has signed on to afterward will have to be delayed or work around the production of the sequel film. Unfortunately, The Last of Us fans, the show's second season is also subject to this order of priorities and won't do any filming for a while. Filming, which originally was slated to begin in January 2024, has now been pushed back a month to begin at the end of February 2024. And again, that'll be very limited with the character of Joel in there to begin with. But why are you delaying it, man? It's okay, because we've got The Last of Us 2 remastered. All right, we're always getting that little bit of a Last of Us hit, you know. So, and with the horde mode and the lost levels and the commentary and things like that, we're okay. Take your time. Do not rush The Last of Us, all right? And obviously, if you've got some taste, we've got House of the Dragon Season 2 in the summer, ladies and gentlemen. So we're good. We're eating good with that HBO stuff.
Struggled for a long time with surviving. And you, no matter what, you keep finding something to fight for.
Okay, number three, Electronic Arts has announced that UEFA Euro 2024 will be hitting EA Sports FC 24, EA Sports FC Mobile, and EA Sports FC Online in the summer of 2024. The UEFA Euro 2024 content will arrive for the above titles as a free in-game update next summer, bringing the hugely popular European Championships into the EA Sports FC experience. EA Sports FC Vice President of Brand David Jackson commented, "We're delighted to announce that one of next summer's biggest football tournaments, not soccer, football, will be fully integrated across EA Sports FC titles. Alongside our fantastic partners at UEFA, this exclusive Euros content will enable EA Sports to continue delivering the most authentic and innovative football experiences for our fans. The update will coincide with the kickoff of the tournament and will be released for PS5, PS4, and the other shit that's out there. Furthermore, those of you who play EA Sports FC 24 by January 16th, 2024, will be granted one of Europe's biggest stars as an exclusive, untraceable Ultimate Team player starting December 18th. Now, if you don't know, the UEFA Euro 2024, it's a football tournament, it's soccer, and it's an international tournament where countries participate, but it's just European countries, obviously. So the mini World Cup based in Europe. Now, what's funny is EA always historically charge or release a new version of the game and full whack, you're paying full price for the tournament. It was when Konami got it that they did the updates with PES, you know, pre-eFootball. And then obviously, so what Konami did is they had the game and they said, you know what, we're not going to charge you, we've got the UEFA tournament, it's free, you get all the stadiums, all the teams, all the players, all the modes, absolutely free, just download it in an update. And now EA are doing it. Innovative Konami, that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
EA Sports, it's in the game.
Story number four is interesting. If you are a long-term PlayStation gamer like myself, you'll remember this one. Probably have a little bit of nostalgia on the game that we're going to talk about. Obi Vermeij, a former technical director at Rockstar Games, has shed light on the fate of the company's PS3 exclusive Agent, having worked at Rockstar North between 1995 and 2009. Speaking in a now-deleted blog post, Vermeij revealed that Agent was in development for over a year before running into trouble, with the studio having to cut a number of levels as Rockstar started to put resources into the next Grand Theft Auto game. "We really got going on this one and worked on it for over a year. I remember working on downhill skiing chase scenes with guns, for instance. The game wasn't progressing as well as we'd hoped. It was inevitable that eventually the whole company would have to get behind the next Grand Theft Auto. We tried to cut the game down in an attempt to get the bulk of it done before the inevitable call from New York would come. We cut out an entire level, I think Cairo, and maybe even the space section. It became clear that Agent was going to be too much of a distraction for us, and we ditched it. I think it was handed over to another company within Rockstar, but never got completed." Rockstar announced Agent back in 2009, but little on the game was revealed in the next couple of years. Jack Tretton, the former head of Sony Computer Entertainment America, SCEA, was frequently asked about the game's status, but never commented to reveal anything about the game. The writing has been on the wall for years for Agent, but in 2021, the game was finally removed from Rockstar's website, bringing about the end of an era. It was big because it was supposed to be a PlayStation 3 exclusive from Rockstar at a time where fanboys were at its highest and the competition between PS3 and 360 was really fierce. And I remember Jack Tretton and the big Agent logo coming on the screen and we were like, oh yeah, it's going to be mad. Never happened in the end, but I am happy for it to have disappeared if it led to the development of GTA 4, followed by Red Dead Redemptions and things like that. So we can't complain. And now we're on a precipice of Grand Theft Auto 6. Woohoo!
I'm driving. You can jerk me off if I get bored. I'm joking. You can suck me off.
Are we going to stop for ice cream?
All right, number 5, and this is a big one. Deep breath. Class action lawsuit accusing Sony of overcharging PlayStation Store customers by up to £5 billion or $6.27 billion can proceed to trial, the UK Specialist Competition Court has ruled. The lawsuit was filed in August 2022 by consumer rights campaigner Alex Neil on behalf of 8.9 million PlayStation customers. It alleges that Sony abuses its dominant position in the market by charging excessive PlayStation Store prices. The Japanese company uses its near monopoly on the sale of digital games and add-on content for PlayStation consoles to enforce strict terms and conditions on game developers and publishers, it argues. According to the suit, these terms enable the company to dictate the price of digital content and charge a 30% commission on every purchase, which results in excessive and unfair prices to consumers that are all out of proportion to the costs of Sony providing these services to its customers. Sony had thought to quash the suit, arguing that the case was flawed from start to finish, but on Tuesday, the UK's Competition Appeal Tribunal granted Class Representative Neil approval to go to trial with the claim against the Japanese company. This is the first step in ensuring consumers get back what they're owed as a result of Sony breaking the law, said Neil. PlayStation gamers' loyalty has been taken advantage of by Sony, who have been charging them excessive prices for years. It is significant that the competition court has recognized Sony must explain its actions by ordering them to trial. With this action, we are seeking to put a stop to this unlawful conduct and ensure customers are compensated. This class includes anyone who lived in the UK and bought games or DLC through the PlayStation Store between August 19, 2016 and August 19, 2022, unless they choose to opt out. If the action is successful, which it won't be, it's estimated that each class member would be entitled to anywhere between £67 and £562 in damages plus interest. The case, which may take several years to reach a conclusion, is being paid for by a third-party litigation funder, probably Microsoft, and through conditional fee agreements with legal advisors. Big thing. These sort of suits happen all the time. Now, the funny thing is if by some miraculous set of circumstances, Sony lose this court case, Microsoft, Nintendo, Steam, Valve, everybody will go up against the same court case and lose because they dictate it. But I think Sony will look at it and just push the fact that, you know, look at how much we spend on R&D, shipping costs, everything, the billions that we spend compared to the actual profit that we make. And on top of that, they'll obviously, the big trump card is inflation. Look at the prices of inflation over the last, you know, from 2016 to 2022, and games have barely moved in that price point. So yeah, we obviously wanted to bring you the news. It is a big piece of news here, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens. We're not going to cover it as crazily as we did Microsoft, Activision, Blizzard, and Sony, because there's not going to be any juicy details on this one. But anything substantial comes, we will update you later in the future episodes.
It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer. Remember that one? All right, so let me go right ahead.
Okay, number six, Harry Kruger, the director of Housemarque's acclaimed PlayStation 5 exclusive Returnal, has announced he's leaving the Helsinki-based developer after 14 years. Announcing the news on the studio's website, Kruger said the decision to leave was very difficult and that he was confident that the developer's brightest chapter has yet to be written. During my 14 years at Housemarque, I've been incredibly fortunate to work on one dream project after another and had the privilege of working alongside some truly talented and wonderful people along the way, he said. It's been an honor to accompany Housemarque on this journey, witnessing our growth from our smaller arcade-inspired titles to the magnificent heights we reached with Returnal. We really shook the pillars of heaven together, and I will forever be proud of all the amazing things we've accomplished as a studio. Departing from Housemarque was a very difficult decision for me, but I'm leaving the company with nothing but deep gratitude for the past and a glowing optimism for the future. With an exciting new project in the works, a fantastic team that's stronger than ever, and the continuous support of Sony and PlayStation Studios, I know that Housemarque's brightest chapter has yet to be written. Commenting on the announcement, Housemarque General Manager Ilari Kutian said, "Throughout Harry's tenure, we've seen the death of arcade and also achieved the growth milestones we once only dreamed of. Harry's passion and direction have been vital in the sculpting of our studio trajectory to the current scale. The rebirth of arcade, defined by Returnal, speaks volumes of his impact and vision, and is a great point for future leaders to take over and keep improving upon." Housemarque said its next game will be a new intellectual property rather than a sequel, although the title will incorporate ideas and narrative systems originally planned for Returnal. Again, another person leaving another company, you know, 14 years is a long time. And it's always exciting to see what new mindsets can bring to developers and development studios. So fingers crossed we see something from Housemarque soon. Fucking hell, actually. So fingers crossed we just see anything from Sony first party studios soon.
Experts are linking all of these events to an increase in activity on PS5.
Story's coming a little fast. Ship crash lands on
who's
the salad. Great next.
Strange
I'm sorry to cut you off there,
shapes
Tom. Unprecedented. In today's
let's go right now.
This was live from PS5, bringing you the extraordinary.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the UK sales chart for last week. And as I mentioned the other week, there was going to be a massive change due to Black Friday, which will be this week and next week. And yeah, here we go. At number 10, Mortal Kombat 1, which jumped 23 places. At number 9, Nintendo Switch Sports, shit game. At number 8, Assassin's Creed Mirage. At number 7, a new entry, Bluey, the video game. At number 6, a new entry, Super Mario RPG. Oh, somebody tell Alex these Mario games are not going to number 1 anytime soon. At number 5, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. At number 4, Spider-Man 2. Notice how he's not on the episode when Spider-Man 2 overtakes it yet again. At number 3, EA Sports FC 24. At number 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And at number 1, jumping 7 places from number 8, Hogwarts Legacy. Yes, that game which went into price promotion and got released on the Nintendo Switch. It's really poor in terms of its performance, by the way. Went straight back to the top of the physical charts following its release on Nintendo Switch. And as I mentioned, Black Friday discounting helped push Call of Duty down to 2nd place. Black Friday deals also boosted several titles, including EA Sports FC at number 3, which benefited from 115% sales boost from being part of a PS5 bundle. Same goes for Assassin's Creed Mirage, which moved from number 10 to number 8, following a 165% rise in sales. Gran Turismo 7 and Forspoken also re-entered the charts at number 15 and number 16, respectively. Meanwhile, 3 new titles debuted in the UK charts. Super Mario RPG at 6, Bluey at number 7, and Persona 5 Tactica came in at number 34. Elsewhere, retailer promotions saw games such as The Last of Us Part 1 Remake, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and Resident Evil 4 re-enter the top 40. Other titles, including Minecraft Legends, Final Fantasy 16, the Crew Motorfest, and LEGO 2K Drive, also benefited heavily from price reductions. Any other numbers? Yeah. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 has set new engagement records for the rebooted trilogy, despite the game attracting a lot of negative press in recent weeks for its short campaign and other issues. No, said it don't give us numbers. Engagement records. Don't be a pussy about it. Release the numbers. Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown, that PS4 game, has now passed 5 million sales since launch. Very, 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 very well done there. The original Life is Strange has now passed 20 million. RoboCop Rogue City has had its best ever launch for the publisher. Okay, still give us the numbers. And finally, A Plague Tale Requiem has surpassed 3 million copies sold. Damn. Absolute damn. Well, ladies and gentlemen, short, sweet. Alex is not here, so it's kind of hard to like really pad out an episode. My voice is dying. But as I mentioned, Alex will be back next week. So if you are a Patreon, you'll be getting 3 or 4 episodes next week from us, as well as videos if you're on level 3. Now, rebrand. Do I talk about it now? No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait for Alex. So what we're going to do is I'm going to wait till next week. We'll talk about it next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening this week. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody who celebrates it. And I hope you find some great bargains on Black Friday. During those Black Friday sales, again, the most important thing, go to shop2.net or CD Keys. Pick up PlayStation credit cheaper than what it actually is. Get that PlayStation Premium topped up for cheaper. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with loads of episodes. Good night, everybody.
Welcome to PlayStation.